Paul, tonight you had an opportunity going into the third period even. What did you see over the final 20 minutes that they were able to take the game at the end of the night?
We had enough opportunities to score goals and finish on plays that we didn't get to the net. I think we missed the net 18 times. And just a little too loose on our coverage. You know, we've given up 10 hockey goals here in the last two games, and we're going to have to play a little tighter game than that.
Just attention to detail, Paul, or what are you seeing on that front?
We just got to complete some things a little bit cleaner. I think we've got the puck on our stick a bunch of times, and we're having a hard time moving it clean, moving it quick. So it's coming back at us a little quicker.
Do you feel a little bit for Eric Comrie getting a chance to play for the first time and kind of the way the game went in front of him?
No, and I don't mean that as a negative. This is the National Hockey League, and he made some good saves. You know, he's going to want the first one back, but we should be able to spot him that. We scored four on the road. We should be able to shut that game down in front of him, and then he made some good saves. So, that's the game. That's the National Hockey League game. You know, the other guy stops one more than you do, you lose.
Power play's been very good for you, Paul. The ability to score in the 5-on-3, big factor in the
couple
game.
Of them. You know, we've scored at 23 seconds and 24 seconds on our 5-on-3, just moving it quick and shooting the puck. And well, we had two really good looks on that. I mean, Mark, he makes I don't know if he saves it, but hits the shaft. I think Mark had two really good looks. Patty got a couple of shots off. Just a little slow with it, I guess. Power play's been good. It's got us one tonight. It's going to be looked at as the difference in the game, but it's the penalty killing, right? The penalties that we took. And so, we move on.
I know this one's really fresh right now, but a chance to play the number one team in the league to wrap up the road trip. Just thoughts on getting ready for the Lightning?
Well, it'll be good for us because if we don't play with a defense-first attitude, they'll put 10 by us. So we're blowing the zone. So it'll be a good opportunity for us to get our minds right.
Did you get what you were looking for by switching the D pairings up, Paul?
Yeah, at times. I don't think there was any one guy back there that was struggling more than the other. We'll look at the game and we'll find lots of good that each player did, and there'll be lots of areas that we can get a little bit better at. You know, when you win, you're not that good, and when you lose, you're not that bad most nights. And we got to grind through it.
You talked about pushing the reset button this morning. Yeah, how do you do that before Saturday?
I got about 2 hours on the plane and lots of coffee in the morning to figure that out.